from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The lineups of people waiting to buy barbecued ribs at last summer's Rotary Rib Fest weren't enough to have it return this year. Committee member Jonathan McCall says that large turnout and participation level made Rotarians want to do it again, but it's an expensive venture, and the committee was unable to find enough financial support from other groups and businesses.
A lot of places around Ontario where they've done Rib Fest for a number of years, in the last decade or so, so many of them have had to stop doing it just because of the expense.
Equally disappointing is that last year's Ribbers said Timmins was their best event in all of Ontario. McCall doesn't know if Ribfest will ever return. However, he says the Rotary Club is looking for something to do for the city next summer. Mail will keep flowing across Canada for the time being. The 55,000-member Postal Workers Union decided not to launch a full-scale strike, as it could have last night at midnight. Instead of a walkout, the union is calling on members to refuse all overtime, thereby minimizing disruptions to the public and lost pay. Union brass will continue to study Canada Post's latest offer presented on Wednesday. Wages and the cost of living are two issues, but the biggest stumbling block continues to be plans for weekend deliveries. Canada Post wants to use part-time workers, while the union is demanding they be full-time. The number of measles cases continues to climb sharply. Public Health Ontario says there were 173 new cases diagnosed in the past week, pushing the total to more than 1,800. The southwestern Ontario region continues to be hardest hit, where immunization rates are low. The vast majority of cases have been found in unvaccinated children and youth. The outbreak is expected to continue into the summer. Between 2013 and 2023, Ontario averaged about 10 measles cases a year. The G7's finance ministers have agreed that tougher action will be in store if there is no ceasefire in the war between Russia and Ukraine. The ministers wrapped up 3 days of meetings in Banff with a statement saying they would explore all possible options, including maximizing pressure on Russia, such as a further ramp-up of sanctions. Despite President Donald Trump's claim that negotiations will be held immediately, Russia says it will list its conditions for a ceasefire without a time limit. The finance ministers also claim the peak has been reached in the trade war launched by Trump when he assumed office, and they can now chart a path towards stable world trade. The meeting was in preparation for next month's G7 Leaders Summit in Alberta.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.